We're talking today with Mark Hodges from Plains Grains. And Mark, let's talk a little bit about the condition of this 2014 winter wheat crop. We're in trouble. There's no doubt about that. And it seems like we haven't had a lot of breaks since we got the wheat in the ground.
We haven't. Of course, we did get a good root system under the plant. We did get good tillers. We had at least some limited grazing because we did have that good root system in those tillers. But we really just haven't gotten any moisture, significant moisture, this spring since we quote-unquote broke dormancy. And so it's really taken a toll on the plants. And, of course, the most evident part of that is when you go across the state and you walk out in a wheat field and that wheat's either in the boot or headed out and it's boot top high, it tells you quite a little bit. It tells you that head's probably pretty short, and obviously the plant has been under a lot of stress.
We've had multiple stresses. The dry conditions, obviously, the freeze of mid-April. That was just almost on top of really almost unbearable conditions.
Well, it was, and for a lot of that wheat, I've jokingly said that was the last nail in the coffin. It was another nail in the coffin of that survived. And again, we're still trying to assess the freeze damage around the state and how much damage it did. But still, realistically, when you compare the damage that the freeze may have done versus a drought, the drought's just phenomenally more important on the effect on this crop than the freeze is.
You obviously watched not just Oklahoma, but the entire hard red winter wheat belt in trying to tell our potential buyers the quality of the grain on a grain shed basis. We're hurting across most of the hard red winter wheat belt.
We are, and of course, if you looked at a rectangle that would start on the southern side at Lubbock, Texas, and the width from the New Mexico border across to about Wichita Falls, and just go straight north to all the way to I-70, there's a significant portion of that area. And I wouldn't hesitate to say at least 30 to 40% of that area is either in a D4 or D3 drought, which pretty well defines what happened to the wheat crop. And, of course, Texas is in a lot worse shape than Oklahoma is in that respect. But the western, especially the western and southwestern counties of Oklahoma, have been devastated by this drought. We're talking 3 years now and 4 years from out in the panhandle and a lot of those western counties. So it's tough. It's tough.
When we start trying to figure out where we are right now, for the most part, we've been a couple of weeks kind of behind normal. With the stresses, it seems like the crop starts to catch up, though.
It does, because it's in that reproductive mode. It's trying to survive, and without any moisture, it hastens that pace to maturity because there is a shortage of moisture. So, fewer tillers means fewer heads per square foot or per acre. Those shorter heads mean fewer grains per acre. So obviously the yield is going to be dramatically affected. On the plus side, that wheat that is produced could be fairly good quality and could be fairly high protein, assuming that, there was enough nitrogen in the soil profile and those kind of things. Of course, that's kind of an issue too, because there wasn't the opportunity to get top dressing on when it needed to go on because there wasn't any moisture, and even if it was available. So that's going to be a concern. We're going to have to look at that. But again, from this point forward, we are going to have to look and see what the quality is and from a marketing standpoint.
Seems like that this has been a year that outside, and it's bad enough with drought and then the freeze, not too many other issues as far as insects, disease, and the like.
Well, again, back to if you don't have any moisture, you really don't have to worry about those other issues. Certainly not diseases. And, of course, some of the diseases are insect vector diseases. So, on the positive side, yeah, we don't have a lot of insect or disease problems. But, again, that's just an indication of how dry it's really been.
I guess what the colder conditions we had, that definitely held back the insect populations.
That probably affected it to some extent. The other half of this story is, and, wheat producers, which I work for, but they are going to be devastated and have been devastated for several years because of the drought. But, those grain handlers, especially out in western Oklahoma and southwestern Oklahoma, it's going to be tough on them. It has been tough on them. But, you know, when they aren't able to handle the volume of grain that they need to stay in business, it's tough.
A couple of years ago, we had that crop down in Oklahoma, down in that 75, 80 million bushel range. We're going to be close. We're going to be challenging that again, right?
I believe you're right on that. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see. But, it's very possible it could go lower than that. And again, I've jokingly visited with Jeff Edwards about, he's been here 10 years, and Jeff described an average wheat crop in Oklahoma, and you just mentioned, you know, we've been down to 75. Actually, we've been down in the 70s twice in the last 5 or 6 years, and we've been as high as 150 plus, down to 115, and it's just, it's consistently inconsistent, if you want to put it that way. And again, we had very high hopes for this crop because we started out in such a great position with a good root system under the crop, a good secondary root system under the crop, a good stand in most places, really good tiller production, to the point that we even got some grazing out of it, but it just quit.
Now, for these guys that got nipped by the freeze, they had some wheat standing there, they've got some potential for at least some forage that they may be able to capture, right?
Yeah, a limited amount. Obviously, when you got boot top high wheat, there's not a lot. I mean, a lot of those guys aren't going to be able to hay it specific, just because there's not enough volume there, but they may be able to turn cattle or livestock out on it to some extent. But, you know, their choices, I get a lot of questions about, especially from the media side, about, you know, what are these guys going to do? They're going to work it up. Well, obviously, they aren't going to work it up because as dry as it is, then you're asking for problems with erosion. Plus, what are their alternatives? If it doesn't rain, they don't have a lot of alternatives anyway, and they're better off leaving the cover there. So, hopefully they can get some grazing value out of it. Obviously, it's great that livestock prices are the way they are for those guys that do have cattle and are able to utilize that as forage.
When it comes to, you know, outlook, the other hat that you wear, of course, on a regular basis, Oklahoma Genetics, you're looking for enough acres to have some seed wheat, and that I know you're worried.
I am worried, and that's always a challenge, and with drought especially, you know, you can end up with smaller seed size, those kind of things. So, you know, we've got some challenges out there, and all we can do is pray that we do get something out of this crop from a volume standpoint to sell, run through the elevator, and enough seed to plant the acres we need to plant in this state.
One last question as regards to going forward. If we got some rains, you got some rains from this system that's coming on the weekend, and a few more systems line up, and we get some additional rains, much potential out there that you're really not going to add much more, right?
We're not going to add anything to the crop. We will preserve what's there. If we get enough moisture. But again, that head size has already been determined. So the number of kernels per head is already determined as well, maximum. As I mentioned before, we've sloughed tillers off, so we aren't going to produce any more tillers. We have what's there, and it's possible to preserve what's there. But no, we're not going to increase more than what the potential is right now. And obviously, there's a potential to go even lower.